Workforce Solutions Secretary Bill McCamley said on average, his office would see about 9,600 New Mexicans receiving benefits per week. Since March 15th, that number has skyrocketed to over 79,800. He acknowledged problems for those seeking benefits and said his office has taken action to correct those.
We've added over 140 staff to the Unemployment Insurance Operations Center. That's our call center. We've actually got staff support from six different state agencies, and everybody's working from home. So for people who had some time and had some capacity, we've crash trained them in our system and they're helping receive calls. We've also started a small contract with a private contractor to help us with increased hours. Speaking of those hours, our a couple of weeks ago, we increased the operations hours call time from 8:30 to 5 to 7 to 7.
He also said there's a new classification of workers who need benefits.
A lot of people are not being laid off. They're just being furloughed, saying, hey, look, we're just shutting down as this operation goes forward. We want to hire you back when we start opening up again. And our system used to deal with that on a one-on-one basis because it wasn't all that common. There were, I think last week, about 13,300 people who were in this bank of folks that were still claiming to be employed with employers that were still claiming to be employed, but they weren't getting hours. So what we were able to do is put them in a group and start what we call adjudicating. So processing them all at the same time.
Federal pandemic unemployment assistance will help some of those who traditionally don't qualify for unemployment benefits, like self-employed, independent contractors, and gig workers. McCamley explains what it does.
It is payable for all the weeks of unemployment. You can actually have a partial unemployment part of that, so you can work up to your maximum benefit and still get some help on the backside. It allows eligible claimants to get 39 weeks of benefits. So one of the pieces of pandemic unemployment assistance is it extends unemployment for an additional 13 weeks over the traditional 26 weeks. So you will be able to get 39 total weeks of unemployment. It also allows people who have exhausted their benefits to get another 13 weeks. So we've had some people who ran out of their benefits in March or April and are saying, hey, look, I really need help right now. I can't get work. That process will start next week. Additionally, that extra $600 plus up goes onto this program.
McCamley also says the normal tax for businesses associated with unemployment has been waived.
We did waive the portion of the tax that is based off of your layoffs. So we've completely waived that, and we've what we call mutualized the tax based on the trust fund. So everybody's tax in the state now from March 15 on, that part of the formula will be determined by the overall health of the trust fund rather than anybody's individual layoffs. Because number one, it was easier for us to process. And number two, we didn't want to overly punish the businesses out there that, you know, really had to lay off all their employees for no fault of their own.
Help for businesses in New Mexico will come in the form of loans. One of those programs, the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, will have more money funneling into the state from the federal government. John Clark, Deputy Director of the New Mexico Economic Development Department, explains.
It's a loan for eligible entities to keep their workers on the payroll. There are a few different things you can spend the money on, but the key thing is that if you use this for payroll, if you keep your employees on the payroll, then you actually get a portion of the loan forgiven. But you can use it for other things. You can also use it on rent, mortgage, interest, or utilities expenses.
Clark encouraged businesses to apply for the money as soon as possible. Another option is the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, which Clark says is available directly through the Small Business Administration.
This one isn't as lucrative for companies because you can't get a portion of the loan forgiven like you can with PPP. But you can get larger amounts of money through the EIDL program, and you can get payment deferments for up to 12 months. So if you need a loan and you're worried about making payments within the next year, this could be a great program. The EIDL loan program also has the benefit of being issued directly by the Small Business Administration. You don't have to go through a third-party lender.
For more information on these and other economic aid options, visit gonm.biz. Clark says there is one more important factor to funding for the state.
The federal funding that flows in year after year that's dependent on our 2020 census count. It is crucial that we get an accurate census count for New Mexico, because this impacts $7.8 billion in federal funding for schools, roads, hospitals, and everything else across the state. COVID-19 funding is really important right now, but this will be really important every year until the 2030 census.
For KRWG Public Media, this is KC Counts.